bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof.
We not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy. And through the summer, but the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better, and you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour number two, Out of Bounds. We are live at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center inside the Considerate Cafe. I said I was going to eat last break, but we just had students just pouring in through the door by the tens of students. And some of them we're going to talk to right now. We have Cameron Cagle and Mariah Brown here who are going to talk about making my mark a little bit. Cameron, where do you go to high school, and tell us what grade you're in and stuff like that. That's probably a good list of stuff right there.
Yeah, so I'm a senior at Walhalla High School, and I'm the president of my student body, and I got the chance this year to be representative for Making My Mark and to kind of be the head lead student on getting all of that organized for our football game last weekend and having Hal come and speak to our student body as well.
Very cool. We're going to talk about that. By the way, she just casually just threw in President Student Body. Like,
Just
I would have it on a T-shirt.
I would too. I would too. And then Mariah Brown, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. So I'm a senior at West Oak High School, and I actually got the opportunity to speak on this radio show last year, and I'm so excited to be back.
Okay, so I you look familiar, and I was like,
yes, sir.
I could remember. I thought we were all seniors last year, but not the case. So that's good. We're glad that you're back. I'll start with you. So you've been involved with Making My Mark for a long time.
Yes, sir.
It continues to make an impact. Why do you keep coming back? What is it about this cause that's very particularly important to you?
I think that it's important that everyone should know that it's how it is. I mean, it's also real life. Hal is also very good at explaining that these are real life scenarios, and you know, it's an important topic, you know, to come back to and talk about.
I agree, yeah. Cameron. You mentioned setting up Hal to come speak to the student body. What was that like? What was the message there, and what were the things that that impressed you when he was speaking?
Yeah, it's incredible. Our students, you know, Hal started off talking about just in general the different faults that are happening in our world, that are how mental illness is prevalent, and how it's, you know, it's kind of stereotyped as a, you know, this is not something we need to talk about, but it is something that needs to be talked about. And then he was so great to talk about his own situation with his son, Mark, and that just really made an impact on our students. You could tell that the personal story made it very easy for them to relate to his cause and what he was there to talk to them about.
It's hard to be a young person. Like, y'all both know that. It's hard to be a young person. They're both nodding. They're like, yeah, it is, man. You have no idea. I remember it was hard 20 years ago when I was in high school, too, but the pressures and the pervasiveness of social media – like, it can be, if you're not grounded, if you're not aware of these things, it can be really easy to sort of get siloed and to get tunnel vision. That's really hard for people in middle school and high school, I think, in particular right now, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. So what types of things with Making My Mark do you want your peers, and we'll start with you, Mariah, what do you want your peers to know that Making My Mark is helping you get the tools and get equipped to talk about?
Yes, sir. I honestly think that I just want people to know that you're not alone, and that there are other people around you, even people that have no idea who you are. Someone loves you, you know, and there's no reason that you should ever feel like no one should, you know.
Cameron, what do you want people to know that Making My Mark is equipping you to share?
Yeah, to tag along with what Mariah said, you know, we have a hotline now. There are people that work to make that happen. So anybody that calls 988, like, you have immediate help. If you don't feel like you have the people or the tools in your life that are going to allow you to stay safe and to be kind to yourself, I just would recommend that people are very careful on social media and what you share with others, that digital footprints are insanely important. And a lot of what we're posting nowadays, it's not going to go away. And we need to be very careful with how we portray ourselves and the image that we're creating for ourselves, and just being kind to one another.
Let me ask you this. Like, I was talking about this with somebody else earlier today. Like, kindness doesn't really sell. Like, it doesn't get clicks on social media or likes, and it doesn't get you attention. So how do you sell that to your peers? I mean, how do we create a society? I know it's a big question, but how do we create a society where we're not looking for likes and we're not looking for controversy, but we are seeking kindness and connectedness with each other?
Yeah, I think we can all point to somebody in our lives that we look at and we're like, that's just a kind person. That's a person I want to be around. That's a person that makes me feel good about myself. And I think when we see that and we try to replicate it in our own lives, it's the start of something that's going to get around to everyone else. You have to be willing to be the start of change, to see it happen and be impactful to your peers.
You guys are at rival high schools, but you're doing the same stuff, right?
Yes,
you're doing the same stuff. So, Mariah, let me ask you, what has it been like to walk this out at West Oak? What opportunities have you had in some of your fellow students? We're going to talk to them in just a little bit. What have you guys had that you can share with each other?
Yes, sir. So right now, actually, at West Oak, we're having a whole entire suicide prevention awareness month. We're celebrating it completely. Like, this week, we passed out these bracelets that we have, and so every single student at our school has one. And we also have, you know, a board. It's called the Affirmation Station, so people can go up to it and write on sticky notes a nice message that says, you know, you matter, someone loves you. And you can even take, like, a picture, and we print it out on a cute little Polaroid, and we put it on the bulletin board so then people know that you aren't alone.
That's very neat. Yes. I love it. We should do that all the time.
We should do that.
We
should do that at work.
we got a lot of people with some weird senses of humor that might not be a great idea at our workplace. Cameron, let's talk about at Wahala in your context. What types of things outside of having Hal speak, what types of things is Making My Mark doing to make sure that message is getting out in your high school?
Yeah, I think it's super important. Before Hal even comes every year, he makes sure to drop off T-shirts. And, you know, we're really big about getting out that walking billboard of Making My Mark and how important it is that somebody can just see the shirt I'm wearing today. This is last year's. Somebody can see the back of my shirt and just have a kind message for their day. And there's other designs that, once again, have that hotline on them. We're really big about keeping his message of walking billboards and mobile billboards going because it's really important.
Awesome. Before we let you go, I want to ask you, what brings you joy, Mariah? What's something that brings you joy?
I honestly think that what brings me joy is giving other people joy.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that. Cameron, what brings you joy?
Just getting to spend time with people that are important to me, whether that's those kind people I talked about or family or friends, just being around people that make me feel good about myself.
Those are great answers.
Very good.
I love that. Hey,
put them on the spot. They nailed
it. That's right. They crushed it. Hey, thank you all very much. We appreciate the time. Thanks for what you're doing in Oconee County, for sure. It's making an impact in your schools, I know. Awesome. If y'all can pass the headsets, we're gonna do a hockey line change. That'll be the first and only hockey reference of the show right there. We're going to get a couple other students in here, both from Wahala High School.
Or you could say it like Dabo. You know, we got seven starters. I mean,
we got four starters this segment.
Yeah, we got four starters. We're going to bring in the other, rotate in some new starters.
All right, so we have two new students. Tell us who you are, what grade you're in, where you go to high school.
Hi, I'm Samantha Resendez. I'm a senior, and I go to Wahala High School, but I'm also here at the Career Center where we're from right now.
Okay, very cool.
Hi, I'm Reese Daughtry. I'm also from Wahala High School, and we're in Ms. Crook's marketing class.
Awesome. What grades?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. So we got a little mentor-mentee yeah. relationship going on here. Samantha, let me start with you. Why is Making My Mark important to you?
I think Making My Mark is important to me because, like, you never really know what other people are going through, so I think it's just an important message to, like, give you an everyday, like, realization, like, maybe it's just, like, best to be kind to people because you never know what they're going through. And, like, I just think it's important because kindness is, like, such an important thing in our, like, everyday-to-day life because, like, you know, you don't want to be sad and, like, seeing other people sad. So, like, I just think it's, like, very an important thing to, like, uplift others and, like, get that every day.
That's very well said. That's very well said. Reese? Why is Making My Mark important to you?
I think, like, there's so many people, and everyone has their own story, and everyone has so much to give in the world, and, like, everyone has a purpose, and they're meant to be here for a reason, and I don't think anyone's story should stop now.
That's great. I want to ask you about that because we've heard Hal's story about his son, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard other stories of people who have called in. We've got people texting in. I get private messages sometimes around the time of this show where mm-hmm. people will share. I mean, these are hard topics to talk about in your peer group when people are having bad days or, you know, if they're dealing with mental health. It's a challenge, right, to know exactly what to say in those moments in those conversations.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that, like, you should definitely start talking to people more, and I like to bring a lot of positivity. That's, like, one of my favorite things to do is just spread positivity, including people and giving them stuff to, like, have a purpose and feel needed and feel, like, wanted here is the most important thing.
And she does a really good job with that, by the way.
Oh, look at that. That's so nice.
Thank you, Samantha.
You know, I think about that at the Career Center. Like, we were talking about it on air, and, like, this is a place. I remember when I was in high school, there were so many people who, if this wasn't an outlet for them, mm-hmm. a career center or a place like it, that they would have had a hard time fitting in a classroom or finding what it is that they can channel their energy towards. But these are opportunities. The Considerate Cafe here is a great opportunity. I know there's a number of them here. As somebody who's here at the Career Center, that's got to be cool for you to see that in you and in your peers.
It is, because there's, like, three different schools, and, like, everyone's coming from a different place, and you don't know people. So it's, like, a great place to get to know them. And, like, I just think it's so cool that, like, everyone comes from a different place, but we could all come here and, like, do something that we all like to learn about. And I think that's cool.
Very cool. What is what's something that brings you joy?
Something that brings me joy is my animals. I live on a farm. I love my cows. And I actually do something where I train them from being, like, really bad and, like, they kind of kick and they're really scared, and I train them all the way to being like friendly and like licking you and stuff. That's definitely like something that brings me the most joy.
Wow. So you turn cows from broncos into dogs is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Okay. That we need to talk about that. That's a skill that nobody has. I'll tell you that right now. That is going to work in the workforce. Samantha, what brings you joy?
What brings me joy is probably my friends and family. I love like being with them. I feel like it's like a sense of comfort. But I also love like meeting new people. I feel like that brings me joy. Like just getting to talk to new people and like I just think it's like so cool. Just like seeing a random stranger and like you could just become friends with them. And I think it's so fun.
All right, last question. And I'll let you guys go because you're very busy. I know. And like there's food over there. It's a whole thing. Let me ask you, Samantha, what is it that Making My Mark is doing to make a mark in Walhalla High School? What are you guys involved with?
I think
with?
It's breaking the stereotype of, like, being quiet about, like, mental health, because I feel like it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but I feel like it's bringing more awareness and, like, letting other people feel more comfortable about, like, it being okay to talk about, because not everyone is okay, and that's okay, too. Like, I feel like it's such a big impact that's, like, giving people the opportunity to bring something up, and it could possibly save a life.
What kind of stuff? So you're with Miss Crooks, is that right?
Yes.
What kind of stuff are you guys doing with Making My Mark in
we
marketing?
We actually just did the radio ad, so I think we submitted a few to the Roar.
Oh, we've heard them.
I think mine was on here, actually.
Yeah.
And then we did some just for around each other's schools. We did some for the Career Center, and I think that's really cool because, like, it's cool to see your peers doing something, so it's, like, helps you. Like, it's, like, cool to see a perspective from a student to, like, see, oh, it is okay to talk about stuff like this.
Same question, Reese. What from your perspective, how is Making My Mark making a mark at Walhalla?
Mm-hmm. Like, Making My Mark, like, it's using students to really push the message because, like, that is, like, I don't think I see a lot of programs using, like, students and stuff like this. Like, people we know and around us, I'm seeing them and seeing them, like, she's wearing the Making My Mark shirt. Like, I'm seeing people I know using Making My Mark and showing it. I think that is, like, really, it like, makes a difference to see people, like, around you and people you know supporting this and showing that it's okay to talk about things that, you know, make you feel, like, different ways and stuff like that.
That's very cool. Thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate all your efforts. I know your teachers do, too. I know Ms. Griggs does, too. And, keep up the good work, really. It's it's very encouraging to me to see young people with that type of perspective. So thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, Mariah, your mom said you did great. she's listening right there. That's all good stuff. Hey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right, when we come back, we'll go back to the phones. We'll talk a little more football. Hour two of the program is up next.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Travelers Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hour two continues out of bounds, live at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center with Making My Mark. What an impressive group of young people right there doing great work in at Wahala and West Oak here in Oconee County.
Believe me when I say this, when you meet kids like this, it sort of renews your faith in the next generation. I really mean that. These are sharp young ladies that came through here today. And it's funny, you know, like Mariah and one of the others, we get quite a few texts about things that they've done in the community. Ben texted about Mariah being a sort of a mentor, a buddy to his special needs son. Mm. And, yeah, really sharp kids. I think you mentioned in the open, since we have a little bit of a break here for just a second, I did want to mention that aware of it being 9/11 today and 24 years ago, and that's been on my mind a great deal this week. We talked about it Tuesday on the show with the fire chief and the 9/11 walk that they did today. But yeah, thoughts and prayers certainly, and our thoughts certainly are with those families today. And you know, today's a tough day for a lot of people and a lot of different reasons, and certainly wanted to acknowledge that. I think I've said this before, would be very much in favor of Labor Day becoming a 9/11 Memorial Day. Anyway, we got federal holidays for lots of things that are less worthy in my mind than today. So, you know, maybe one of these days. I don't know. I almost don't feel right even doing anything else other than thinking about that today.
I know.
But anyway,
it is we talked about it. We knew it was going to be a heavy show when we. Like when we got it on the calendar. I mean, we knew it was going to be a heavy show because of we're talking about difficult subjects and trying to shed light on difficult things.
Yeah.
I think the extent of it, we couldn't possibly have just seen the coalescing of 9/11 and then the, you know, just some of the tragic stuff that's happened in the last 7 days in our country has just been awful.
And after we got right when it got off the air yesterday, you know, we found out about the senseless murder of Charlie Kirk, and that's on me today. You know, that the obvious there, but then when you go to social media and you see hundreds of people celebrating that, it almost, I don't know, just the way that we've normalized murder and the loss of life. Man, I needed to be here today to see a younger generation that, like, you know what? There's a lot of positivity still.
That's right. That's right. I told somebody I went to church last night, and I was very much – I'll just say I took the Charlie Kirk thing kind of hard because I find myself on campuses a lot and speaking to people a lot. We're doing a campus event at Clemson next month where we're going to be in an auditorium with people.
Right.
And so I'm like, man, that could happen to anybody at any time for any reason because of the depravity of man. And it was a couple people at church that really gave me some good – like, I had to teach at church last night. I was not in a real good headspace or heart space. And it was nice, a couple people like that. And I would say the same effect today on me from these four young women who are doing great work in the community and shedding light on things that are easy to ignore but are important to talk about.
The Charlie Kirk stuff hit me – not because I agreed with everything he ever said, because I did not. But the way – I was so encouraged with the way that he went about life and trying to cordially disagree and debate and learn from each other and not get vicious. That's almost the irony in his death, is he did it the way that we all should do it.
Right.
You know, healthy debate, and at the end of the day, you're not mad at it. You're just, you know, it's the way we go too far with sports sometimes. You know, we debate sports, and then you hate each other because of the team that you pull for. I mean, that's just dumb. And that part of the Charlie Kirk story, you know, more than anything that he ever said, was just the way that he went about it.
That's right. That's right. I echo all of those sentiments for sure. And so, you know, if you're feeling a little bit heavy, we're here to lift your burdens a little bit. We're here to have some fun and give you something to have some joy in and to have some fun with today. But just know there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to be heavy on our hearts today. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to join us for a few minutes here. We've got Brian Edwards coming at 1:45. Our picks are in. I am curious because we talked about Clemson and we talked about South Carolina. Do we know what the splits were
in our contest
for those games?
Where would you like to start, sir?
Can we start with Clemson, Georgia Tech? I know it's at the bottom of our sheet, but I'm just curious where people fell on this game in our station.
Well, this will certainly clear it up because we're completely tied 6-6.
Oh man, are you kidding me?
3-4. Yes. So Mickey, these are the Georgia Tech side of the ledger there. Mickey, John, Morgan, Quok, Ben, and Walt all took Georgia Tech. So Ramona, Nick, Sam, Mike, Will, our linebacker, Sam, Mike, Will, and Faxon all took Clemson.
Well, great. Clears mud.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Again, we are playing this at 4.5. I feel like Clemson either wins this by 3 or wins this by 4. Just depends on who's going to kick the field goals in the game.
I will tell you this. A lot of times when I get really domed up about a game in our contest, I will look at where is the value here. Like, where has the line moved over the course of the week where I can get value with the number we're playing relative to if I took it right now. And right now, in our area – well, not in our area, but in North Carolina – Clemson is a 3-point favorite most places, maybe 3.5. We're playing at 4.5. That means I get 1 to 1.5 points of value taking Georgia Tech, taking the points.
I like that. That's a good strategy.
A similar thing is at play in the Vandy South Carolina game, where that is a 4 to 4.5 point spread. It started 5.5, so it's almost the exact same logic. I took Vandy. How many people in our contest also took Vandy?
7-5 in favor of Vandy.
Okay.
Those of us that took South Carolina, Mike took South Carolina, Sam, Ben, Ramona, and Nick.
Okay. Golly. Yeah, clear as mud.
Yeah.
Same basic thing. These are hard this week. These are hard numbers. You know, the last
couple
weeks.
Well, judging by the results, they've all been hard.
They've all been hard. They've been very difficult for all of us. I guess probably it's a good thing that we're a little more split because other than Oklahoma last week, the ones where it was very one-sided were L's. Almost across the board, like everybody lost. It was a wipeout of the ones that we felt, I mean, I would say collectively that we felt sure about. Let me ask you about South Carolina. We talked about the Clemson game.
Uh-huh.
In South Carolina Vanderbilt, I tweeted this out. South Carolina's beaten Vanderbilt 16 straight times. I wrote down another number in conjunction with that about against the spread. Let me see. South Carolina has covered 9 of the last 10 against Vanderbilt, including in a spread that was pretty close last year. They just destroyed Vanderbilt, so they covered last year. Clemson has beaten Georgia Tech 9 straight times, and they have covered, I think it's like 6-3 to the number in those 9. And then you've got Georgia, who has won 8 straight up against Tennessee, has won the last 4 by an average of 30-plus points, and they have covered in 6 straight games. And yet, with those 3 active win streaks, the betting lines are moving in favor of all 3 opponents, and they have consistently all throughout the week. Georgia's gone from 7.5 to 3.5. Clemson's gone from 9.5 down to 4.5 and now to 3.5. And then South Carolina's gone from 5.5 down to 4.5. So it's just odd. Like, I know that, you know, the 2018 Clemson team is not playing tomorrow or Saturday. And I know that the 2019 South Carolina team and Vandy team aren't suiting up. But there are historical trends that tell us that it's very hard for Vanderbilt, Georgia Tech, and Tennessee to win these matchups. And yet the Vegas numbers are going down because the public is with those teams.
Right.
I just find it fascinating, just very fascinating. And we'll get to Georgia-Tennessee and the rest of the contest here in a little bit. Let's go to Jason in Columbia before we get to Brian Edwards in the next segment. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Quok and Ben. Hey, you know, I just want to say so much admiration for Hal Dunlap and his family. I mean, to take a personal tragedy and use it, which has to be painful in some ways where he's having to kind of relive that all the time, and yet to use it as an impetus to help other families and help people, especially vulnerable younger people, and like the people that you had on, the young ladies, you know, we talk about things have been normalized. It's like me and Ben can't even imagine this. Now, Quok, you're behind us, so maybe you can. But I mean, there's another school shooting yesterday too, and like Yeah. The worst that me and Ben ever had to worry about were brass knuckles, right? Or someone,
right.
Like, you know?
That's
and,
true.
And now what students have to go through on top of the just normal stress of being a teenager and going through that part of your life, I mean, it's just sad. So much credit to them for the programs that they're trying to help other people with. If I could get back to the toy department here, less important things, but, you know, the football game with Georgia Tech, I wanted to get your opinions. You know, it sounds like Haynes King is going to be a go. On the one hand, in terms of a game plan, I think that, you know, obviously he's not going to air it out. So in some ways that might help Tom Allen, but obviously he's a better player. He's a grittier guy, you know, maybe than Philo to this point. But at the same time, Quarton Ben, I'm concerned about the cutback lanes and Sammy Brown or Woodaz having to keep their eyes in the backfield to monitor what he's doing at that mesh point, because I think we've been vulnerable to those lanes. You know, what do you have those same concerns as far as the run defense, keeping our eyes in the right spot and making sure that the linebackers, who have played well overall, but I think there's been a vulnerability maybe for them getting walled off and having a lane created behind them?
I would be afraid of that, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I appreciate the kind words, too.
LSU did a great job of the cutback. And if you don't make that initial tackle, you're in trouble.
QB counter, if Haynes King runs the ball 20 times, I think 12 of those will be QB counter. I assume that's going to be a big part of the game plan. Get the defense flowing and either cut directly back behind everybody or have a puller that comes around the backside and pave the way.
And that's why I said the defensive ends are very important in this game, in my opinion, because if you run the counter, then the defensive end needs to be able to make that play.
It will be, and I understand, like, Wes Goodwin being compared to Brent Venables, you know, it was going to happen. Tom Allen is going to be prepared with Brent Venables because the literal first thing that Dabo Swinney said at his press conference about Georgia Tech this past week was, eye discipline's critical. This is basically a triple option scheme.
It's interesting you bring up Wes, because I did think in the last 24 hours, I wonder what this spread would be if Wes Goodwin was still the coordinator.
You know what would happen? That they would have looked a little more leaky the last two games. Mm-hmm. Like, I really believe that Clemson would have lost by 17 to LSU. Like, I think Tom Allen was that important in the game. And also, I think that the Troy game would have been a toss. I think Georgia Tech would be favored in the game.
Well, I say that more as a compliment to Tom Allen, because I think about what he did to Ashton Gentry last year. And I don't want to – I also don't want to overcook what Georgia Tech is either. It's a bad comparison, but I did think, okay, Tom Allen's the only guy that ever stopped Ashton Gentry, coordinator last year. So he's not scared of somebody who can run the ball in a multitude of ways. At the same time, that Georgia Tech is not that. I mean, if I'm not careful, we're going to paint Haynes King into a Superman category that he's not.
That's right. I think there is a balance there. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got a call or two on hold. We'll get to you. We'll also get to Brian Edwards, who's going to join us with Vegas winners. Hamilton Career and Technology Center, that's where we are. We're Making My Mark. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childress and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at topdressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and topdressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your topdressing.com for their special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Hour 2 continues here on Out of Bounds, live at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center, the Considerate Cafe, where they have made me just the best chicken taco. Just outrageous. Ben Milstead is chowing on it right now. We'll get his thoughts momentarily when he's done. He is eating it so fast. 654-ROAR is the number you want to get in. Seminole Ted waited through the break patiently, and we'll get him in before Brian Edwards gives us winners in this segment. What's up, Ted?
I just wanted to say congrats on your Indianapolis Colts smashing my Dolphins this weekend. Oh, I tell you man. What, man, we made Daniel Jones look like Tom Brady out there. I'm so over this team in this week one. And I tell you, that's a hard place to be in, Clark, when you know it's going to be a rough season. So I hope they get rid of everybody and just burn it down, start all over again.
Okay, let me ask that. Let me ask this real quick, because I've seen so many people that are just, the Dolphins are dead, we want to fire McDaniel. I mean, there was a little grumpiness, but I don't remember, like, in the off season, people going, yeah, man, if they don't win, he's on the hot seat. I mean, is this an overreaction to one game, or did I just miss a lot of anti-McDaniel commentary out there?
Well, it's not even Mike McDaniel. I think it's more Chris Greer, because they had $29 million in cap space during free agency, and they did nothing to protect their investment. You know, Tua is going to be as far as this team goes, and right after Sunday, or last Sunday, it looked like he regressed, but if you can't protect him and he's either injured or running for his life, he's not going to be able to do the things that Tua does well. And when you've got that kind of cap space and you don't do anything to address the line, that's a massive failure. And that they're running good players out of town. I'm over it. I wish they'd get rid of Chris Greer, and unfortunately, I think McDaniel is going to take the fall as well.
You know, Ted, look, I'll take the congratulations. I do think things are going to get better. You can only go up from there. I appreciate the phone call with the Miami Dolphins. Appreciate that very much. We'll get to Brian Edwards here in a second. I really did. I was like, man, people are crushing the Dolphins. I must have missed an entire offseason of commentary there. But, yeah, there's a lot of grumpiness there, and rightfully so. Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, MajorWager.com, and at VegasBEdwards on Twitter, joins us right now. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, Quonk? How we doing?
Oh, we're doing so well. I can't wait to get some winners from you. Let's do the Georgia Tech Clemson. You have one play. It's Haynes King's rushing yards over. I would ask you why you like it, but I think I know.
Right. And by the way, I like Georgia Tech in this game plus 8.5 in the summer. But, man, are you getting a buy-low opportunity with Clemson. I don't think I'm going to play it. But kind of wild how bad, you know, how much the line has gone down, especially with Haynes King. I mean, I'm of the opinion, obviously, he finished the Colorado game banged up. I think he could have played last week if it had been a bigger game. I think it was smart of Brent Key to rest him. But, you know, Tech is 15-6 against the spread with 11 outright wins when they're an underdog under Brent Key. But I like Haynes King over 48.5 rushing yards. That was the number at FanDuel yesterday. I haven't looked at that to see if it's moved. The reason I like it, at least 58 rushing yards in 12 of his last 19 games, and at least 82 in 9 of his last 19 games. And he went, I believe it was $1.58 against Colorado. So that's my play on this game.
I love it. I love where your head's at there. They're going to run him a million times. I mean, we know that. And I'm looking, it is still 48.5, so you're getting the same value today as you did yesterday on FanDuel. Let's start, let's go to the SEC. Mizzou's team total. I got to be honest, I was wrong about Missouri's offense. I thought Bo Pribula can't complete a forward pass. Totally wrong in the Kansas game, and you like their team total over this week.
I do. In fact, I think this is the best bet on the board. And my only question going into the year, and I just had not seen Pribula play much, was the reason why. When I haven't seen somebody play, I just have a question mark, and I didn't have like a strong opinion on Mizzou going into the year. I like their roster, and now that I've seen that he is, I mean, I'm not saying he's faced the two best defenses in the country by any means, but he has looked spectacular. 30 of 39 last week, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, without a pick, and I got a fortunate spread cover, but it was wild that it even came down to that. The Mizzou out-yarded KU 595-226, 28-13 in first downs, and they more than doubled them in time of possession, but somehow, you know, I was fortunate to get that long run there in the, I want to say there's like a minute left or maybe left to cover there late. But also Louisiana, first off, Walker Howard, their the four-star recruit out of high school to LSU where he was a legacy, and then he transferred to Ole Miss. He got hurt in week one. He's got an oblique issue that's got him out indefinitely, so that makes the Raging Cajuns offense a lot, you know, less effective. And looking back on Louisiana since 2021 against Power Four competition, they give up 38 at Texas, 49 at FSU, 35 at Minnesota, but PJ Flex, not an offensive juggernaut, 38 at Wake Forest, and 34 to TCU and a 34-3 loss in the bowl game last year. But it was 27-0 at halftime and 34-0 TCU with 9:26 left in the third. The Frogs just hit the brakes offensively, and that's why they didn't go over 37.5. But I'm thinking 45-ish, maybe more, for Mizzou, team total over 37.5.
He is Brian Edwards. Check him out at VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, MajorWager.com, and at Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter. You know, it takes real courage to stand by Billy Napier during his darkest hour. And yet here we are taking the points in Death Valley against LSU.
Yes, indeed. Well, he's notorious for being abysmal as a favorite and outstanding as an underdog. As a road underdog at Florida, Napier is 6-3 against the spread. But if we count his days and by the way, if people are wondering, UL Lafayette is what it used to be called. It's called Louisiana now. But anywho,
right.
If we count his, you know, whole head coaching career as a road underdog, he's 14-6-1 against the spread. And if we count his whole, you know, the Raging Cajun days as an underdog of any sort, Napier 26-14-1 against the spread. And LSU didn't exactly look sharp last week. I mean, only a 23-7 win against La Tech. And Caden Durham, who I love, had a fantastic freshman year, the LSU running back. I mean, I didn't watch any of the La Tech game, but he's only averaging 3.4 yards per carry, and Florida gets Caleb Banks back this week, the defensive tackle who many have as a projected first-round pick in the upcoming draft. He hasn't played yet. Now, unfortunately, Dallas Wilson is out again. He's the true freshman wide receiver that broke every receiving record in the orange and blue game in the spring that I think is going to be a superstar from day one, but he's still not ready. He had a lower body injury in early August. But, you know, hopefully Florida won't have more than 100 yards of penalties, and hopefully then we'll get two touchdowns called back this week. I think I got 9, but as long as you're getting at least 7, I think you're going to be in good shape with the Gators.
All right, another one. South Carolina's beaten Vandy 6 straight times, but this does look like an enticing number. You like the Commodores getting some points.
I do. I'm just a big believer in Diego Pavia, who, since he got to Vandy, they are now 9-2 against the spread with 6 outright wins as an underdog, and as a road underdog, 5-0 against the spread with 3 outright wins. They had a 490-248 advantage on the Hokies last week in total yards. And Trey Richardson, their new wide receiver, who was a D2 transfer track star, he is big time. And if you did not watch the Gamecocks last week or look at the box score, you didn't see the true story. I mean, they got out-yarded by South Carolina State, an FCS team. They got out-yarded 270-253. South Carolina State had almost 10 more minutes than them. Time of possession, South Carolina State was up 3-0 with 5:01 left till halftime when Bakari Swain had a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown. After the Gamecocks got a 3-and-out, they got another punt return for a touchdown, and then they got a 46-yard scoop and score in the second half. And let's remember, Swain had an 80-yard punt return against the Hokies. So obviously, South Carolina's offense is really struggling. Yes, they've won 16 in a row over Vandy, but only one of those was with Diego Pavia. And another thing, I watched the Bussin' with the Boys podcast when they had Diego Pavia this summer, and they asked him point blank, what game are you looking forward to the most? And he said this one, because he said he lost the game for him last year. He said he played terrible that game. He was only 16 of 31 for .166 passing. So I'm going to go with Vandy plus the point, and I'm going to call for the outright upset as well.
All right, we've got a couple more in college. Arkansas Ole Miss, based on history, is an automatic overplay, and I appreciate that we're on the same page on that.
Absolutely. Three of the last four have had combined scores of 94, 69, and 103. Seven of the last 10 have gone 64 combined or more. Taylen Green is playing spectacular. I know not against, you know, high-level defenses, but 10-2 TDINT ratio, 192 rushing yards, one touchdown, 10.7 yards per carry average. Doesn't hurt that Quincy Rhodes, Arkansas starting defensive end, he's a co-leader in the SEC in sacks with three. He is questionable. And Keewon Lacy, SEC leading rusher for Ole Miss at running back. We know Lane Kiffin will have a great plan, great in-game play caller. I think he goes over 61.5.
All right, let's go one more in college, and we'll roll through some NFL real quick. Tennessee's Star Thomas, anytime touchdown against Georgia.
Yes, plus 120 odds is what FanDuel had earlier. He's got two rushing and one receiving touchdown so far this year, and he's getting most of the touches in the red zone. So Star Thomas plus 120. There's another buy low opportunity like Clemson if you believe in Georgia. But I like how Tennessee's playing. I'm going to pass and just go with that Star Thomas prop.
All right, let's go NFL now in our final couple of minutes here. Jalen Hurts, you got several ways you can play this week. What's your favorite couple?
My favorite one is laying anywhere in the minus 140 to minus 150 range for an anytime touchdown. But if you want to, you know, for a smaller amount, get a little aggressive with it, you can go plus 390 for him to have two or more touchdowns, and he had two last week. If you want to go first quarter specific anytime touchdown, you can get plus 500. If you want to do first half, like I did last week, for plus 180, for some reason it's plus 200 this week. And, you know, I haven't seen his rushing yards prop, but kind of like unless it goes cold, I'm going to be taking Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown every game. I'm pretty much probably going to be taking his rushing yards prop over most games as well. I haven't seen it this week. It's usually in the upper 40s. As long as it's not like 60, I'll probably be on that again as well.
All right, and then finally, Cincinnati and Jacksonville, two very different openers in terms of vibes for these two teams. You like the Bengals laying a field goal?
I do, and let's make sure we buy that half point if your number's 3.5. Cincinnati's totally healthy. Two guys on the injury report, they both practiced yesterday, and I know they did not look good last week, but they limited Cleveland to 49 rushing yards on 24 attempts. I'm not worried about the Bengals offense. They will be fine. I was thinking they had one of the two or three worst defenses in the NFL, and I'm not saying the Browns offense is a juggernaut, but you know, the defense looked pretty good last week, and the Jags last year on the road, 1-8, straight up in 9 road assignments, and they lost each by 3 points or more, so I'm on the Bengals minus 3.
Very good. And then you've got a little teaser. We got about 20 seconds, a little teaser here with three other teams, right?
Yeah, let's go Buffalo. All you need to do is win outright at the Jets. Let's go Arizona at home to Carolina, and the Cowboys at home to G-Men. And if Ricky Pearsall's receiving yards prop for the Niners, if it's less than 70 yards, I'll be on that over. He had more than 100 last week, and, you know, Kittle and Ayuk are out, and, you know, maybe Jennings is going to be out as well.
Brian, thanks, man. Enjoy the weekend. All right, hour three is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.